Working in Teams, Unit 9, Expanding Value, Tools for Collaboration Across Time and Space, and HIT-related activities. Remote Health Management. The Intel Health Guide is an example of how the Internet can be used for remote health monitoring. The Intel Health Guide requires an Internet connection to enable communications with the patient's care team and back-end data hosting. The Intel Health Guide is intended for use by patients under the guidance of a healthcare professional and is not intended for emergency medical communications or real-time patient monitoring. There is a URL, or you can Google Intel Health Guide and get a website. Global conferencing. Global conferencing can connect individuals and teams virtually in every country and territory around the world.
In the past, when there was an interesting case or patient that physicians were working on, they typically had to schedule multiple days off from caring for patients to attend seminars, conferences, and so forth. Now, with global technology conferencing, the exchange of information can be set up to occur within days, and the participants that attend the conference can be in any part of the world that enables the technology. Video conferencing, IP, and ISDN. Video conferencing allows for virtual face-to-face meetings at a distance with colleagues and others around the world. It requires that compatible video conferencing equipment be available at both ends of the conference.
Video conferencing, IP, and ISDN. Video conferencing allows for virtual face-to-face meetings at a distance with colleagues and others around the world. It requires that compatible video conferencing equipment be available at both ends of the conference. Equipment is not available at one end of the conference. Many video conferencing providers offer public rooms that can be used in an as-need or regularly scheduled basis. Video conferencing allows for multiple split-screen displays so that conferences can encompass several different locations simultaneously. Video conferencing is ideal for times when high-quality visual interaction is vital, but when participants cannot physically be at the same location. Video conferencing over IP is a cost-effective alternative to ISDN and other switched digital services for conferencing transport. It allows secure video conferencing with other locations over the IP network. Data and desktop sharing is also supported by video conferencing. Presentations can be shared between locations. New desktop video conferencing software is available now so that the kind of video conferencing that was available only in a conference room in the past is now available at the desktop for a fraction of the price. Advantages of global conferencing. Less travel, less cost, more productivity. Global conferencing is used for scheduled and reoccurring conferences as well as impromptu meetings. Web-based presentations, demonstrations, and training sessions involve largely audiences and occasional external participants. Every participant can hear, see, and edit the same content at the same time, making it easy to work together and transfer knowledge. Web conferences can be created in an instant with global colleagues without a need to arrange dial-in details separately. Decisions to share screens can be made spontaneously, making team involvement much easier.
The ability to join in conferences without leaving their personal workspace helps employees reduce both long-distance travel and the time-consuming trips between local sites, sometimes referred to as micro-travel. The need to trim cost and boost efficiency is a business constant. Employees save time and reduce travel. As the economy has slowed, those savings have grown even more significant as contributors to the company's financial results.
Other advantages of global conferencing. Decisions to share screens can be made spontaneously. Join in conferences without leaving personal workspace, trim costs and boost efficiency, employees save time and reduce travel. Future tools, trends for collaboration across time and space. Social media has invaded healthcare from at least three fronts: innovative startups, patient communities, and medical centers. The Health 2.0 movement has nurtured dozens of startups with creative concepts to revolutionize healthcare. Tools from vertical search and social networks to health content providers and wellness tools. Patient communities are flourishing in an environment rich with social networks, both through mainline social communities and condition-specific communities. Meanwhile, hospitals and academic medical centers are diving into the social media mix with more than 300 YouTube channels with 500 Twitter accounts. Hospitals are moving from experimentation, such as twittering from the OR or surgery, to a flip cam videos, to strategic use of social media to enhance brand loyalty and recruit new patients. Barriers and challenges to social media. Hospital and medical practices are risk-averse and generally cautious about new technology trends without clear value. There are questions about whether social media use by hospital employees is a waste of time. Does social media present risk of violating HIPAA or leaking proprietary information? Hospital IT departments are concerned about security risks, such as the use of Tinuri.com, which can mask malicious websites. Privacy concerns, particularly the vulnerability of social media accounts, are also cited as a reason to avoid social media. Now for an activity. We want you to search the internet or other sources of accessing media and write a one-page, one-minute paper, if you will, on a type of social media currently being used in healthcare today. Please highlight the type of social media, the purpose, the benefits, and the challenges you see with the use of this communication tool. Summarize how this tool can assist the healthcare team to collaborate across time and space. Current trends to watch in social media in healthcare. An important distinction in this two-way conversation is between medical advice and medical information. Hospitals and providers need to walk a fine line between giving specific medical advice in the relatively public forums of social media and providing more generalized medical information.
Healthcare professionals have always been aware of speaking in a public place about a patient, which could compromise that patient's privacy. The advent of social media has now expanded that public space to literally the entire world. The need to be aware at all times that at no time can a patient's information be compromised, in addition to giving specific medical advice, which could lead to identifying the patient or the patient's health issues.
E-patients are defined as those who are equipped, enabled, empowered, and engaged in their health and healthcare decisions. E-patients can provide feedback not only on improving hospital websites, but also as participants in quality improvement within the health system. At the same time, there are ways to create a conversation with healthcare consumers. Sites like MedHelp.org have provided this kind of information using medical experts to answer patient-submitted questions in general terms. For instance, promoting wellness is a win-win. Medical information relative to many is provided without specific medical advice for a patient's medical condition. The rise of e-patients creates many opportunities for engagement.
There are many hospitals, insurance companies, and physician practices that are developing and utilizing patient portals, which enable the patient to manage not only their health information, but schedule doctor's appointments, receive appointment reminders, email their providers with questions, make payments, renew prescriptions, just to name a few. We have GE Centricity Advance and the Eclipsis Patient Portal. Google them.
PHRs and online communities. Some individuals are talking about online about their personal health records or PHRs and sharing this information within the health community. Patients share similarities between online patient communities and different links, such as patientslikeme.com or curetogether.com. Will PHR information providers be shared in online communities with appropriate privacy settings so that recordings one's medical condition online and abandoning privacy are part of the qualified self movement? The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's Project Health Design uses the concept of, quote, observations of daily living, unquote, which extends the quantified self to behavioral self-observations. The next step in quantified self is self-monitoring, also known as home monitoring in telemedicine. Being quantified in terms of one's weight, blood pressure, or blood glucose provides another way of self-monitoring in participatory medicine.
And speaking of the online community, many hospitals are now entering those online communities arena by providing an online forum for disease-specific websites. The Johns Hopkins Hospital Pathology Department, for example, has multiple websites dedicated to specific diseases. These websites are maintained by an HIT team of programmers, analysts, and physicians who make sure that the websites run efficiently and have the most current information regarding each website's specific disease process, such as articles and videos, to name a few. Please Google the Johns Hopkins Hospital Pathology Department to see this.
Future evolution of social media. Well, social media is here to stay in healthcare, but it'll evolve quickly. Patient engagement will continue to characterize this change. Organizations will use social media tactically within their overall marketing and communications efforts. Videos and mobile technology will likely dominate these approaches. You can Google a website called www.ihealthbeat.org. Future evolution of social media. Online patient communities will expand and will become a rich source of information for others. Physicians and other healthcare providers will discover social media, which will have the potential for progressing medical research. There may be regular news reports of privacy violations, dangerous misinformation, and fraud promoted via social media, but these reports are not likely to stop a wave of innovation and conversation. Telehealth robotics. Robotics for medicine and healthcare is the application of technology whereby systems are able to perform coordinated mechatronic actions, which is force or movement, on the basis of processing information acquired through sensor technology. These systems cooperate safely with humans and support the functioning of impaired individuals, medical interventions, care and rehabilitation of patients, as well as participation of individuals in preventive programs. Examples of telehealth robotics. Let's talk about intelligent prosthetics. Control systems that facilitate natural movement, intuitive control of arm and leg prosthesis, preferably with the same subconscious control as for natural limbs. The future is the system autonomy, which is controlled by peripheral nervous system and brain interfacing. Case in point, with the future development, it's the newest experimental hand prosthesis from Otto Brock with individual movement of fingers controlled by nerve signals. You can Google this, a prosthesis by Otto Bock, B-O-C-K, if you want to look at that. Another type of telehealth robotic would be smart medical capsules, a means of journeying through the body in a way that causes less discomfort than traditional endoscopy where invasive probes are used. The smart capsule endoscope is a pill that is swallowed and then makes pictures of internal systems, such as the intestines, while traveling through the body. Robotizing the capsule boosts greatly their diagnostic and therapeutic effectiveness and signifies a radical change in medicine. A mini robot, and in the future perhaps a nanobot, will be able to move itself or can be externally steered to have a closer look at internal tissues, take samples, or even destroy unwanted tissue. Case in point, in the future, mini robots could be introduced into the eye to perform precision eye surgery under the external control of the surgeon.
Another example is roboticized surgery. This will facilitate new types of intervention, for example, in areas of the human body that are difficult to access. Precision, durability, and repeatability enable automation of surgical tasks and facilitate minimally invasive surgery. Remote telesurgery, perioperative planning, surgical training, intraoperative navigation or image-guided surgery, and surgical simulation all from one place. The future could be the integration of different robotic systems and broader platforms to assist surgeons and perform surgery autonomously. A case in point, the Da Vinci surgical robot that helps the surgeon who sits at a special console to perform very precise, minimally invasive surgery procedures. If you can, Google Da Vinci to see this surgical robot.
The value of robotics for healthcare could be huge in terms of health, societal, and economic benefits. Robotics offer the promise of sustainable and affordable health provision without compromising quality of care. Some products are readily available, like the surgical robot Da Vinci, but this is just the beginning. Clear roadmaps are required for the scale of research and development still needed to transform the challenges that exist. Technological, financial, ethical, social, into practical and beneficial solutions. The potential is tremendous. Considerations of robotics. Robotics hold the promise of addressing major healthcare issues. Robotics in healthcare is in its infancy. Industry, government, and research can still exert influence. There is need to bridge difficult transitions from laboratories to trials and from trials to regular healthcare practice. Systematic support to research is needed for progress to be made. Ethical and legal problems should be an integral part of any research program in this field. Performance dashboards for healthcare. Interactive performance dashboards for healthcare are designed to address this challenge by utilizing best practices and data visualizations. Performance dashboards allow healthcare professionals to focus on what is important. There are also customized performance dashboards that give healthcare professionals the ability to absorb key information about hospital, clinical, and financial performance at a glance. Healthcare management is becoming more complex as providers are faced with tighter margins, clinical risks to reimbursement, and fundamental changes to payment structures. Sustaining the necessary performance from information technology is a competition between fixed resources and open-ended demands. Healthcare organizations must manage larger pools of data in smaller time windows. The challenge has become to organize information to support rapid analysis and decision-making. Performance dashboard services can typically include assessment of the organization's source systems, data, and readiness to the enterprise. It can also include the planning of the project with hospital staff. Another service could be building and documenting the data warehouse, or could be proof of concept of production dashboards and scorecards. Healthcare executives and decision makers with the ability to track critical key performance indicators can spot trends and opportunities to help their organizations to survive and thrive. With immediate visibility to the important performance measures, they can balance the requirements of clinical excellence and financial responsibility to weather today's economic conditions. Based on healthcare benchmarking and industry best practices, performance dashboards support clear presentation of key performance indicators and can include categories such as clinical, billing, financial, utilization, supply chain, claims, and patient satisfaction measures. This is accomplished by integrating information from target systems through a data warehouse to a customized reporting system called the performance dashboard. Types of dashboards. There are three different types: high-end performance, medium-level performance, and open source. Video sites for medical professionals and patients. Video sites for medical professionals and patients are becoming more available for the medical team to actually demonstrate a surgical procedure that the patient may go through at the time. Video sites are also being used to anticipate what changes may occur within the surgery. For example, plastic surgery involving a nose reconstruction. You can go to the website to see an example of an ophthalmology video cast. You can view at a glimpse the surgical broadcast to demonstrate the latest surgical techniques and product innovations. You can go to website such as to see video casting or www.webacina.com/ophthalmology to see the video cast of the eye surgery if you would like. Future of healthcare and team collaboration. The use of technology by future healthcare teams will continue to explode. Patients will be assessing their own healthcare anytime and any place. The physician application of providing medical treatment is becoming less tedious with advances in technology. With the introduction of the paperless society, more attention is given to the patient and less to the cumbersome formality of referrals. Nowadays, robots are doing surgeries, medical students are being educated using virtual simulators, and virtual reality has become therapy. E-health is an emerging field in the intersection of medical health informatics, public health and business, referring to health services and information delivered or enhanced through the internet and related technologies. In a broader sense, the term characterizes not only a technical development, but also a state of the mind, a way of thinking, an attitude, and a commitment for networked global thinking to improve healthcare locally, regionally, and worldwide by using information and communication technology. The term can encompass a wide range of services that are at the edge of medicine, healthcare, and information technology, such as electronic medical records, telemedicine, evidence-based medicine, consumer health informatics, health knowledge management, and virtual healthcare teams.
In particular, virtual healthcare teams are a growing phenomena that consists of healthcare professionals who collaborate and share information on patients through digital equipment, such as transmural care. This is a new initiative wave of health delivery This new initiative way of healthcare delivery is motivated by the strategies used in healthcare organizations to distribute services, relationships between hospital members and outsiders, such as specialists or other collaborative physicians, medical suppliers, community members, etc., are all becoming more important. The term virtual is a definitive term because much or all of communication takes place outside traditional face-to-face meetings via email or video conferencing to indicate the mobility of service, or e-mobile. The virtual organization presents a clinical environment that supports multidisciplinary care teams whose members are collaborating to treat a patient more effectively by providing and storing relevant data from a variety of medical records and data resources available.
In conclusion, skeptics may say that the implementation of virtual systems compromises the intimacy of the patient-doctor relationship. However, with HIT teams, one can see the challenges of learning to collaborate virtually and to develop these emerging technologies so that the healthcare team and patients can gain from the use of these emerging virtual tools. The focus of all the evolving emergency technologies revolves around the patient receiving a comprehensive treatment from all treating parties.